9.1 FM, your talking lifestyle station. That was Johnny Drill featuring See Me, Hallelujah, which you just listened to. Coming up at 10:15 is the Wild and Wacky Wednesday show. Do not go anywhere. Stay close. Can get nourished and refreshed all in one bottle. Go grab yourself a bottle of H2O today.
H2O, water's gonna be jealous. When hunger knocks your belly and time to chop proper food on average, make you take Gala or the hunger. Gala get better calmed when they make belly jolly jolly and they grab them well well, so look a quick spoil. Gala sweet and the belly full and you feel buy them for everywhere. Gala oh my brother, Gala oh my sister, Gala oh we taste like bamba. It's 9.1 FM, the talk and lifestyle station, and you're welcome to the Wild and Wacky Wednesday show. My name is Banton, and I have with me in the studio the delectable Susu.
Hey everybody, you're welcome to the Wild and Wacky Wednesday show.
All right, this morning we have quite, you know, a whole lot for you on the show today, and as we do it, you know, every Wednesday we have a discussion segment. We also have our game segment, and of course my favorite, our prank call segment.
Yay! I'm gonna prank someone today.
So don't go anywhere. Just sit back, relax, because it might just be you that we're gonna prank today. I'll take a short break now. We'll be right back.
So how would you, Delilah? You made me weep and left. Burning out, Delilah. You took my strength. Without you, I am fine, girl. Without you, I am doing well. Since you don't go, I am stronger. See me till I oh my love. Oh, you Delilah. Don't you come back home. don't deserve it. You do the
Your name will be lying.
No, you. remember, I used to be like the underneath.
Oh my God.
Nothing.
Well, really, so people can make up lies in 1 second.
I swear.
Jeez.
Like, lying is really, like, it's so bad for a relationship. Like, there is no.
Yeah, that's true. No trust.
But anyway, guys, those are some reasons why you could break up with someone. So, what would you think are the results of breakup? Maybe the effects or what could happen to a person?
Well, some people actually lose their heads or lose their minds.
So many things.
Kill themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear stories everywhere where people commit suicide just because of a breakup. But why would you lose your life just because someone broke your heart? You know, it's really crazy.
Yeah, some people have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, they have trust issues. They don't trust. Some, they can't even get into any relationship because of some the breakup.
Yeah,
because of how bad the breakup
is.
Some start eating too much. They start eating. They start getting fat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They just lose confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. That's just it.
And some people just say, you know what? I'm done with dating.
Mm-hmm.
Until I'm ready to marry.
Yeah.
That's when I want to date.
And some people get depressed also. They get really depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, there have been research that has shown that breaking up is very stressful, and that when you break up, the part of your brain that is actually triggered is the part that actually affects pain,
mm-hmm.
that is not triggered when you have pain. So the pain you feel during breakup is almost like the same pain you feel maybe when you have like a very deep cut, a very deep injury. So let's just say breakups are very stressful.
Well, it's pain, really. It's pain.
So guys, we're gonna go on Twitter now to see what our followers have for us. Okay, alright, read the message.
And Wale says that this show for me. Okay, he says this show is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to break up. How do I go about it?
Guys, we are about to get to that segment, so just chill, okay? We are getting there, but just that. Don't say we told you how to do it, shy. Okay, so this is the next person.
Alright, I really tumble. Did I get that right? At Willy Tumble says Diddy is so arrogant. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he is. I don't even know because I don't want to get into people's relationship if I'm talking about them, but next person.
Oh, well, your mom's friend at your mom's friend says that there is no perfect way to break up.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I kind of agree and I kind of disagree because there's a way you can let someone off easy and there's a way you can let someone off hardly.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we also have at Mr. Bad Guy. This guy is actually because he says that the perfect way to break up is to disappear.
Guy, how far now? Disappear to me.
What is really to meet this guy.
That's very hard.
Oh my God,
you know, a guy has actually broken up with me like that before.
He just disappeared.
I think I was in my 400 level in uni. So it was not a really serious thing, because anyway, I've never been a serious person. So it was during exams and the guy just vanished. Like I called and he wasn't picking up. Story to be cut short, well, he just vanished and I didn't see him again.
I hope you didn't see the exam.
No, I did not. I did not, okay?
Oh. Okay, guys, you can tweet at us at masters89.1fm to join the conversation.
Okay, so, alright, tell me, how did you break up with somebody? Just give me a hint. How did you break up with somebody?
You know, first and foremost, I think what I would call the perfect breakup is when both of you have an understanding. You guys sit down, you reason together, right? You look at the situation that you guys are putting yourselves in. You analyze the situation, and then you agree that, okay, you know what? I think we need to end this. Do you agree? And then you come to a conclusion. So that's what I think. And I think I've broken up at least twice.
In horrible ways, I'm guessing. Like,
I think one of the ways was what I just said now. And the other one, I wouldn't lie to you. Actually just, you know, disappeared like Mr. Bad Guy.
Are you serious? Well, oh my God, that is bad. Oh my God, I should not be speaking to you.
No, come on.
I really should. Oh my God.
No, really?
Not disappeared.
Not disappeared in that sense. I just, you know, stopped picking the calls.
Wow.
You know, I gave up the signs, but you know, sometimes...
Okay,
something.
Guys, if you are listening to this, never, never disappear like Ore or Mr. Bad Guy, okay? Never.
I've never disappeared.
Really. Oh, shoot, you just said this. Anyway, guys. Okay, we are here. To also tell you how.
Wait. How did you get over your breakup?
I prayed hard. Okay, I'm joking. It just happens. Like after a while, it just goes off. Okay. It was very painful initially, no doubt. It was really, really painful. But
I hope you didn't eat your himself.
No. Would I still be here?
No. Don't worry. I like what I see in the city of here. So how do you get over a breakup?
How do you get over a breakup? How?
I think you just move on because people have broken my heart. Two girls have broken my heart too. Yeah. So what I just did was I just moved on. You know, I just made sure I surrounded myself with positive people. You know, don't focus on that part of your life. Yes. Let's do something you love.
Go out more.
Yeah, you know, enjoy yourself.
Invest in your hobby. Like, make your hobby your interest. Make it just go after something else. Like, focus on other things. Read books.
Exactly.
Grow yourself. Develop yourself, you know. And
don't wait for anybody to take you out or to, you know, create fun for you.
Go get yourself some ice cream, but not too much ice cream.
So that you don't get overweight.
Exactly. Don't be it. All right, guys.
All right.
Okay, guys. Time is no longer on our side. We've been given a signal to get out of the studio. So we're going to end with a quote from Dalai Lama that says, remember that sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck. So, hey, even if you break up, there's always a good luck somewhere. There's a silver lining in the dark cloud. Don't worry.
Maybe a blessing in disguise.
Exactly.
You know, so don't sweat it. Just move on with your life. Focus on positive things.
Yes, you should.
Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
be on Oprah. Yeah.
Exactly. You might never know. Mr. Right or Mrs. Right or Miss Right rather can be, you know, just around the corner. So we're gonna leave you with one of my favorite songs.
Just don't tell them the name, just let them listen to it.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you the name of the song. According to Susu.
Yes, just Google it and find out.
So find out the name of the song, but I love the song so much. Trust me, you're gonna enjoy it.
Alright guys, so nice see you out with you guys. Bye.
See you next Wednesday.
Communicate by more.